Hello and welcome to Something Awesome, episode number 5.
I've given up on trying to say what number these episodes are since we're kind of recording them in batches.
I know. It's kind of hard to keep track.
We've had one drop in between our normal release period, so now it's like I'm not even going to try anymore. Whatever number it says in the title, that's what number episode we're on right now.
I'll just put a little display here saying episode number, and then here it is.
Yeah, it works.
But yeah, we are back. And it is the month of October.
Yep.
Spooky season. And with that comes Halloween. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite Halloween experiences.
Yeah.
Whether it's experience growing up, parties, costumes, whatever it may be.
Yep.
We definitely have shared memories, as we found out in the car.
Yeah. I mean, I figured there would have been at least one of them that we were both going to talk about, but yeah, there's definitely a few, man.
Yeah, and one of definitely what I love is costumes, dressing up,
dude.
You know. Like, I'm no cosplayer, but, like, I know when it comes to Halloween time, you and Alexis always go all out.
Yeah.
And have the most amazing costumes.
Did I tell you what we're doing this year?
No, you didn't.
Okay, we're going to be Double Dare contestants, because the Jay's party is themed 90s this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Which you're invited to, yeah, obviously. You know.
I mean, you told me, but I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, it's 90s themed. So, Alexis, we were going to do other things, and then she goes, hey, do you want to do Double Dare? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So she bought shirts, she bought helmets, and then she bought Double Dare stickers from somebody, I think off Etsy or something, to put on the helmets. And we've got goggles, and we're gonna be full on Double Dare contestants.
Yeah, I've been thinking about what to...
Oh, the kids, too.
Oh, the kids.
Yeah, the kids, too.
That's going to be so cool. I can't wait. Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't really thought about what I was going to dress up as or anything like that. Like, I don't know if it was going to be themed, so I was kind of thinking of, like, I don't know, I've been playing a lot of Valorant. Like, maybe I'll dress up as a Valorant character.
Okay.
But now that it's 90s theme, I'm gonna have to think of something. Maybe like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, you should do that.
I always wanted to go on that.
Yeah, me too.
Show.
Me too.
Nick Arcade, the really bad green screen.
So we're gonna get off topic here because this is what we do. Finders Keepers was another game that wasn't a Nickelodeon show though, but it was a very fun one. Funhouse was another good one. Then, of course, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Nick Arcade, Double Dare. Always wanted to go on Double Dare. Nickelodeon, Guts. I always wanted to go on that
that's
as a
another
kid.
One,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, man, I want to do that. But, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff you could pick to do.
Yeah. Or just find a character from a show and do that as well, too. Doug.
Dude,
Doug.
You gotta be with the belt and the underwear over your shorts. You gotta be Quail Man.
Quail
you
man?
Can't just be Doug.
No, I don't wanna be Quail
Man. You gotta be Quail Man. You can't just be Doug.
Have the shorts. All right. It's a work in progress, but I think I might have got something here.
All right.
But
yeah, man, costumes are always the fun part. Alexis hates doing store-bought stuff. I mean, she'll start with something store-bought, but she... Yeah, Halloween's her favorite holiday, and we always have a lot of fun when it comes to putting together costumes, and more often than not, I mean, shit, man, at this point, I think it's probably 95% of the time, her and I are some kind of costume that goes together. There has been very few times where our costumes don't, you know, go together somehow. But yeah, man, she's made some really cool shit, like... She hand-painted Cobra Kai patches for me to do a Johnny Lawrence costume one year. Not only did she hand-paint the patch for the lapel and then on the back, but actually sewed on yellow ribbon around the edge of the gi, yeah, man, that's one of my favorites. She hand-sewed a Bane mask for me the year I was Bane.
That was such a great costume.
That one was, and she was Poison Ivy that year.
That's right. Yeah.
The first year I wore the Johnny Lawrence costume was the first, was like one of the only years where she did something else, but she did like a team costume with my brother. So that was, I was like, all right, whatever. But I was like, you should be the shower. And I finally got her to be Daniel in the shower a couple years later when we recycled the Cobra Kai costume. But yeah. And then she put that fucking thing together in one day. Like, she went to Dollar Tree and found a shower curtain. And then she went to, she didn't even have to go to like a hardware store, but she found a ring to make the shower ring and like put it all together, like within the span of about 4 or 5 hours in one day, because she didn't, that year she was kind of down on everything and didn't want to do anything. But we were still going to go. And I was like, well, I'm just going to put my Johnny Lawrence costume on. You can wear something else. And she goes, oh, I'll be the shower this time. And she fucking went out and found all this stuff to be the shower.
For me, like, costumes, like, it really wasn't a thing for me until I got older.
Right, right.
Because religious growing up. Yeah. Didn't go out to do trick-or-treating shit. Didn't get to egg any houses or, not that I would do any of that shit because I was a good kid. but yeah, like, once I was living there on my own, like, I started dressing up. I went with so many different, people. I think the one that I remember, that one that lasted me, the costume that lasted me for like a good 6-7 months because I fucked with my hair, was when I was Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
I had the bleach blonde hair. And
then, the year you were Fry, I tried to get you to do it again, to dye your
hair
again.
Yeah, but I was like, so nah. Like,
no, no, no. I was like, oh, come on, commit, man, commit. This is like Bauer, come on.
I think Fry was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it was simple, it was white t-shirt, jeans, and the red jacket.
Yeah.
I loved it. Plus, I love Fry.
Yeah. You even had you printed out the Slurm sticker.
Oh, yeah, I printed out the Slurm sticker. Yeah, I forgot I did that. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm proud that I did it, but I'm glad I only did it once as Wilfred.
Dude, that was so much fun that year. Like, because that was one of the years you came to Jay's party, and that was so much fun. Like, that's the cool thing. That's the thing I like about Jay's parties is everybody goes all out. Like, nobody half-asses it because nobody wants to half-ass it because they know everybody else is going all out with their costumes. The Wilfred year was good, and your Fry, and then the Jack Bauer year. The Jack Bauer year was the year that I did Lloyd Dobler. That was the Lloyd Dobler year.
That was the Lloyd Dobler year. Yeah. Okay.
Which, I don't know if Rick actually put it in, but you might have seen the picture. Yeah. If you watched previous episodes, you've seen the picture.
Yeah. The episode before this.
Yeah.
You'll see. I'll put it up here anyways, too. Oh, Drake. I went Drake like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, that was a good one too. That was the year I was Bane.
That was the year you
one
were
of the
Bane.
Years I was Bane. Well, yeah, you did Drake.
Yeah.
And then Ben, that year Ben was Bruno. I don't know. I don't want to put Ben on blast. It's okay if I put pictures of me and you up, but I don't.
I'm not gonna want to do that to Ben.
Because there's a really good picture of him going to grab your gun, Bruno, like, so good. So fucking good, man. I think growing up, so, you know, did not have a uber religious upbringing, so I was able to participate in Halloween as a child. And there was some really good years, man. But the one I always come back to as being probably my favorite was, and I've talked about this before on our previous podcast, but the year that my aunt made me a Green Ranger costume, it was one of those things where, like, we didn't have a lot of money, so I couldn't go out and get, like, a legit, like, store-bought costume. So what my aunt did was bought me green sweatpants and a green crew neck long sleeve sweater. Then she went to a fabric store and got white felt and gold felt and put the diamonds on the shirt. And on the pants where the boots would have been.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a Morpher because I was a dork kid and I got that, had that toy. So I had that. Yeah. And I was also in taking martial arts at the time. So I was already past my white belt, but I still had my white belt. So what I did was I used my white belt, and then you know how the morpher had the handle on it that flipped out? I had the handle flipped out, and then I tied my white belt to the edges of that and wore it like that. With the morpher, it actually looked pretty good.
That's awesome.
And my younger cousin, who had the dragon dagger, but he was going to be the Red Ranger, and I had the gun. So he borrowed my gun, and switched. I borrowed his dragon dagger. And he was Red Ranger that year, and the chest piece was the thing that I was like most like mesmerized by that she made. She made it out of fucking cardboard and gold fabric, and then for like all the definition and stuff in it, used hot glued cotton to it. So it had like the raises in like the rings and stuff and the diamond and all that. And it was, I don't have any pictures of it because it's such a bummer. And if there might be some at my grandparents' house. So my mom probably has them if there are any of them. But man, if I had a picture of that, you would be seeing it because it was so fucking cool, man. It was so cool. And that's like my favorite childhood memory of like Halloween costumes and stuff sure. like that. Yeah. So good.
God. That's so cool. Having the morph, like that morpher was a thing everybody wanted.
Yeah.
I could never find one. Yeah. Definitely wanted one of those.
The way I ended up with that was when those toys came out, my grandmother knew like I wanted those toys. So she goes, "You want to get those?" I go, "Yeah." And she's like, "Well, we're going to have to go, you know, stand in a line at Target or wherever." And I was like, "Okay." She goes, "You have to go. You have to get up in the morning and you have to go and you have to stand in line. And then when they open the door, you need to run into the toy aisle and get the toys you want." So I had to actually fucking do it. And so that was like, cause at the point they came out, like that was my birthday and Christmas present. Like I didn't get anything else that year,
that was the biggest.
It was the Megazord, the Dragonzord, one of each Ranger, and the Morpher is what I ended up getting. And then I ended up getting the gun, the laser blaster later, but yeah. And then, so in the box with the Dragonzord and cause that's how the only way you could get the Green Ranger is if you bought the Dragonzord, cause the Dragonzord came with the Green Ranger and it came with the dragon coin for the Morpher. So like, it was the only way to get those things. And I was like, yeah, all right, let's go.
Early in the morning, get up.
I got up at 4 a.m. and we got to Target about, because the Target was right down the street in Southgate where I was living. So, you know, the one on Firestone. Yeah. Yeah. So we were there at like 4:15, 4:20 in the morning and just waiting for them to open up.
How long was the line on?
It was already pretty long.
Because I know back in the 90s,
yeah.
Toys were the thing. Yeah. The lines were out the door for like,
it's getting that way again now.
KB and Toys R Us and all that. Like,
yeah.
I remember when like the Star Wars were being re-released and they were coming out with the re-release of the action figures. Yep. Me and my friend, we would go and rush to Target or whoever had the exclusives early in the morning or ask them when they're having their shipment so we can come back.
Yeah.
And it was a whole deal. It was a whole deal. Kind of like those midnight releases.
Yeah. So we got there and it wasn't too bad. Like there was probably 50 people in front of us when we got there, but within the next like 30 minutes of us being there, the line like wrapped around the Target. Like it was, we got there just in time.
Yeah. I remember that happened with me and my friend. We got the re-release of the Star Wars. He managed to snag away from me the Darth Vader with removable helmet. Bastard. And then we went when the Phantom Menace came out, because of when those came out, they came with like this little, I don't know what the hell they were, but it was like the figure and then like this little like cartridge thing. I think it was like a reader for something.
Okay.
I don't remember. I have to do research on that because I don't remember what it was for.
So yeah, that's how I got the morpher for my costume that year. Was I had to go stand in line at Target at 4:30 in the morning and as a kid get through everybody and go get the toys that I was gonna get. Yeah,
not getting knocked over by adults.
But yeah, so yeah, that Morphin was pretty cool. I've been looking into getting the 20th anniversary run version of it that recently came out a couple years ago. It's all like it's all die cast metal, and the coins are like they're all metal, and oh god, it looks so cool. But it's like if I would have got it when it was released, it would have been like $60 or something like that, or $70. But now on the secondary market, it's fucking ridiculous. And I'm like, wow.
And then we did have a shared memory on one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is, we're big Silent Hill fans.
Yep.
And
don't worry, that episode will be coming somewhere down the line, I'm sure.
We're big Silent Hill fans. And one of the memories we got to share, it's an early memory between us, I think, for the most part, was Shattered Memories, I believe, was coming out.
Yes.
And they were doing a haunted house in Brea, I believe, mm-hmm. right? And it was all Silent Hill themed.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd go through Silent Hill, you'd go through the maze and, you know, scary, scary stuff. And I remember driving over there and meeting you there where I met Ben for the first time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
My twin brother.
Yeah, from another mother.
Yeah.
Sure. Especially in that picture.
Yeah, which you'll see here.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I remember going to that because it was so, because I, you know, the love for Silent Hill. Yeah. I'm like, I was scared shitless, waiting in line because it was a fucking nightmare fueled, haunted house.
Because and not only that, they had some of their cast members that were either the nurses or
the nurses pyramid head
yeah. or whatever, walking around the line outside before you went in.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Rick got there before us and got in line. And then we got there and he's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys are here. This is fucking scary. But yeah, man, that was super fun. I think the company was called Sinister Point, and I think they still do stuff that. Well, they did. I don't know if they have picked back up now, but they were still doing stuff like that. Friend of ours, Josh, he
was a big part of it, huh?
He did him and his girlfriend at the time were doing, like, they were working some of the mazes and some of the event stuff that they were doing. But that was after the Silent Hill stuff.
Hmm.
I remember a couple years later they did like a Resident Evil one, but neither one of us were too interested to go to see that one. Like, but yeah. The Silent Hill one, like, first off, Shattered Memories was a game that came out on the Wii.
Yes.
And it's actually a really good game. It's a sort of a retelling of the very first Silent Hill, reimagining, which, for my money, is the second best game in the franchise. I think 2, obviously, is the best. But I think the first Silent Hill is one of the best survival horror games to ever come out, period. And
so hard to pick between the 3.
Yeah, it is. And then there was one on the PSP called Silent Hill Origins. It's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Origins. That's a pretty good game too. That was after a bunch of bad Silent Hill games. Then they came out with a good one on the PSP. But yeah, man, that was so much fun. And like the people that were the characters inside the maze, whether it was the twitchy nurses.
That was the one that scared me.
I don't know how you can be scary, dead, and hot all at the same time, but
yeah,
they were pulling it off, man. They were pulling it off. The Pyramid Head looked great. All the different like scenes, the rooms you would go through. Like, there was the classroom.
There was the classroom.
There was the hospital stuff. There was one that looked like a school playground because of the first game in the elementary school and all that. Like, they took bits and there was that one that had like it was small scale, but it was like the bottom of like a half broken escalator or whatever. So it was supposed to be like the mall, the mall area in 3. And like,
dude, I'll be honest. When we went through that maze, I think for the most part, I had my eyes closed.
I was paying attention.
I was behind my kind of going like, I'm such a fucking chicken, man.
It was too funny because Alexis goes, I don't want to go first, and Ben goes, all right, I'll go first. So it was Ben, Alexis, me, and then you. And then Ben goes, fine, I'll go first. And then we walk into the first room and Ben goes, ah, and he jumps behind Alexis and pushed her in front of him. She was like, god damn it, Ben. But yeah, it is good times, man. Really, really good times on that one.
Yeah, like I remember the school, and I definitely remember the nurses because there were real, actual nurse people, and there then were there were dummies and mannequins. There you go. Yeah. So it was like really hard to tell which one was gonna move. Yeah. So if one twitches.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been actually thinking about going back and playing Silent Hill.
I want to do that too. It's so hard to find though.
I have a copy on PS1. I have a PS1 copy of it, and you can. I bought it on PS3 when they're doing the PS1 Classic, so I have a digital copy of it too. But yeah, I got a copy of Silent Hill. They haven't. So Sony started doing their new PlayStation Plus model, right? Where the top tier, you can play PS1 games and PS3 games, but you stream them and all that or whatever, right? But they also have a thing where, like, oh, if you bought this game when it was a PS1 Classic, you don't have to be part. If it's on our list, you don't have to be a part of PlayStation Plus to access it. You can still access it because you bought it. Now it's just on the back-end server again, so you can re-download it. I own Silent Hill, but it hasn't been put into that library yet. But I still have the disc that can be played on a PS3. Because it's a PS1 disc. And yeah, all PS3s play PS1 games. I have Silent Hill 2 on Xbox. I couldn't find... I didn't have a PS2 at the time, and I wanted to get it again. So I did. I also got on eBay and bought the remasters of 2 and 3 that are supposedly terrible.
Yeah.
They did get the original voice acting for 2 back, so Silent Hill 2 is in pretty solid condition. But 3, they have completely different voice actors on the remastered collection. But I have that too. I have ways for us to play these games is what I'm saying. So.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah, 2 is actually... there's a whole community surrounded around 2 on Reddit. Yeah. Where they've, like, the community actually remastered the game.
Oh, shit.
There are some hoops to kind of get through in order to play it on a computer.
Yeah.
Which I have all saved and linked. Yeah. No, I've gone through it.
Okay.
I just want to know what I'm going to commit the time to install it and deal with it.
And stream it.
Yeah, yes. I definitely want to stream it. Because there are streamers out there on Twitch streaming that version, that HD version of it.
That's cool. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, I'll send you the links.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's like it's getting the ISO and putting files here and there. So it's like there's a strategy to it. So I'm don't want to commit to it just yet.
Gotcha.
But there's a community out there. But yeah, as far as those 3 games, like I don't know, I like the third one the best, just because I have so many memories with that.
Okay.
Playing it, like getting every fucking ending for it, staying up like all night with my buddies and just passing it over and over.
Yeah, we did that. A buddy of mine and I did that with 2, where he would come over and stay the weekend and shit. And like, all right, we're gonna play Silent Hill 2 today. We're gonna beat it. And like, all right, yeah. So like, all right, we're gonna look at this fact, but we're not gonna use it unless we really, really need to use it. And we ended up never using it. And after we beat it, we're like, okay, now what do we need to do to get the other endings? And then we looked at it and we're like, okay, this is what we need to do to get the other endings. And like, yeah, man, those games are so good. 1, 2, and 3 are fantastic. Origins is really good. Downpour on the PS3 has its moments, but it's not very good. I was really excited to see what Kojima and Guillermo del Toro were going to do.
That would have been awesome to see.
But now I guess there's rumors that they're remastering something, and there's a new Silent Hill. There's like 2 or 3 Silent Hill projects in production, according to people in the industry. So we'll see what comes of that. But yeah, that's some of my favorite Halloween memories too, is like I like to play horror games in the month of October and watch horror movies in the month of October. And Silent Hill is always a game. The first one is always one I go to. I don't have my PS3 plugged in anymore at this point, but when I did, I would play the PS3 version of Siren and the Blood Curse, which is a really, really good game. Siren is a good franchise also. That was my other...
I can't remember the cover for that.
People were always like, Resident Evil. I was like, I don't like Resident Evil. I was a Silent Hill guy. And Siren is another like Silent Hill-ish kind of style survival horror game. That's really, really good. And the other games that I would play a lot are Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame was which
is
scary.
Fuck, one. Even today is fucking scary, man.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I didn't finish that game because it scared me too much.
Yeah.
But I remember renting Fatal Frame, getting like, I think, an hour and a half into it. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'm going to go back and read this.
Yeah. That's kind of what I do in the month of October, man, is I play scary games, watch scary movies, and just get ready for Jay's Halloween party, whatever the theme may be.
I got to play the next Resident Evil game. They play Biohazard, and then they come out with the like, Village.
Yeah. I haven't played 8 yet. 7 is really good, though. Was really good.
That one, terrifying.
Yeah, really good, though.
Really good. Terrifying.
And then they're doing all the remasters of remakes of the Resident Evil games right now. So 4 is supposed to be coming in February or March. That's or something true, like that. Yeah. And I could never get into 4. Like, everybody's...
4 was the one with guiding the person.
Along yeah, with yeah. Right? I forget. Saving the president's daughter.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I was trying to think of what the
babysitter mission. I appreciate what Resident Evil 4 did for video games because it was...
It's a quick action one, right?
And yeah, but it also was like... It was the first Resident Evil game that played like an action game. It played like a shooter. You couldn't move while you were aiming, and that's what people complain about all the time. I don't necessarily complain about that. But it was like... It kind of changed video games at the time. It's very revolutionary. It wasn't the first to do that, but it did it really well, but I could just never get into it.
And then 5 was when they added the co-op, right?
Yes. Which is not a great game. It's fine if you play it in co-op.
I had fun playing it in co-op. I played with Bryant, actually.
Yeah. me and Ben went through it, and I went through it with Bryce also. But yeah, it was 5 is a fine enough game. But trying to play it not in co-op, I didn't have any fun. It was fun playing with somebody. Resident Evil 6, though. Oof.
Did I play 6?
No. I don't think you did. You might have played a demo because I played a demo. And it was fucking hot garbage, man. They got too into trying to chase Call of Duty. And they made it a third-person shooter. Like, that's all it was. And that's not what is good about Resident Evil.
Yeah.
The scary shit. Like, being able to run around and shoot. And like, that's not what Resident Evil is. And Resident Evil 6 is terrible. 7 is very good. And I haven't played 8 yet. So, 8 is Village.
Yeah. I think I'm going to stream that.
Yeah?
Because it's Halloween. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to stream it.
Cool.
Like, I actually bought the... Because I wanted to go through the Walking Dead Telltale games. Because I never finished it. I only played...
Season 1.
I finished 1 and half of 2.
Yeah, I didn't do anything past 1.
Yeah. But I got that on sale for like $3.
Okay.
The Definitive Collection.
Very cool.
So I was like, why not? It's $3. But I already have Village. So, fuck it. I'm going to do that.
You got any other Halloween memories, sir, after that Silent Hill one that we go on a tangent about video games?
I know. Shit. Just... Honestly, most of it now is like having fun at Jay's parties.
Yeah.
Getting your picture taken when you're flat out drunk. It'd be the inauguration of Jay's party.
Yeah.
I remember I was keen on not getting a picture, and then I ended up getting a picture.
But you weren't as bad as everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
But the funny thing is you're in the Wilford costume. Like,
was it the Wilford costume?
Yeah, you're on the couch like this.
Oh, man. See, I don't even fucking remember. I was so fucked up.
Good stuff.
There was a time when they had the brownies, too.
I don't remember.
Because I remember one time they had the special brownies there, and I grabbed one.
That might have been that time.
Not knowing. Also, it was. I think it had to have been that Halloween.
That might have been that time also.
Because I had that plus the alcohol.
Yeah, the alcohol gets you every time.
Alcohol always gets me. I'm a fucking lightweight.
My son's birthday is at the end of September, and that's usually when the Halloween stuff starts at Disney. And so they always have a trick-or-treat kind of thing at Disneyland. And the first year we went to that was fucking insane. Like, the amount of candy we got. There's an episode of Some Shit We Like that me and my wife are on talking about that. And it was just fucking crazy.
I remember you guys like had just bags and bags of candy.
Yeah, like you go in and they give the kids like these little tiny bags and stuff. But then we had annual passes. So as the pass holder, there was like special lines you could go through. And they gave us like the drawstring bags that they were bigger. And we all, there was five of us. It was me and my wife, both kids, and my mother-in-law. We all went. And all of us... our bags were full, like fucking, like bursting at the seams full. And they're like, they aren't tiny drawstring bags. They're like the big drawstring bag backpacks. And then the next year we went, we ended up taking like pillowcases just to empty the bag into. And we had three fucking pillowcases full of candy plus the drawstring bags we got that year. And like the first 2 years of that were so much fun, and then after that, like you weren't getting as much, but you could still like even get a
good amount,
a shitload of candy if you went, because you can go through the lines as many times as you want, and they're all walk through. Like there's no wait; it's all walk
through. Everyone's just walking through.
Yeah,
damn.
It's gotten, the last one we went to was that they moved it from Disneyland to California Adventure, and it's Oogie Boogie's Halloween Bash or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Not quite as good. Because the layout of California Adventure is not very conducive to, like, because everything is kind of like siphoned like off that, in different ways. So it's like, it's not very conducive to a trick or treat style event. But Disneyland, like, they would shut down some of the rides. Like, monorail's already shut down. So you would walk through the monorail line, the really long, super long monorail.
Oh, queue, yeah.
And, you know, there's 5 or 6 different candy stations as you walk through the monorail station and stuff like that. And you go through the queue line and then you go back down and you get candy on the other side from the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so good, man. And then when they moved it to California Adventure, I think is when it kind of went downhill.
Mm. See, I didn't know they moved it. I thought it was always going to be at.
Yeah. They moved it in 2019, I think was the year that they moved it over there. And that was the year, was it 19? No, it was, I think they moved it before that, but we went when my wife was working there. Yeah, maybe it was 19 where I was, she was Ursula, I was King Triton, Michaela was Ariel, and Michael was Prince Eric. We did Little Mermaid that year, which was pretty fun. Yeah, we do family costumes. We try to. It's good stuff, man. But yeah, that was that one was fun too, because my wife was actually working that day, so we went with, you know, my mother-in-law. We go and meet there, and then I didn't get into costume until we got there, so I waited till Alexis got off of work. She's like, "Okay, I'm heading down," because at the time she was working at the hotel, and so she goes, "Okay, I'm heading down." So I went and got changed, and I had the fucking sparkly mermaid pants. It was the last year I used the muscle suit that I used for Bane. I had the beard, the hair, the fucking the trident. I had everything. And it was so much fun. Like that's probably my, again, it's the most recent memory I have of going to that thing. And I think it was 2019. But man, that was so fun.
Yeah, you know, I just remembered another one that I talked about earlier today. When I was working in Orange County, our company was giving away 3 free days off for whoever had the best costume. So each branch, you know, was doing their thing, trying, you know, everyone dressing up, trying to get the best costume. And the branch I was at, we were like, let's just do a group costume instead. You know, like all of us go, like, we'll find a movie or something we'll all be. And then when someone's like, oh, Wizard of Oz, I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, nice.
So we all thought of who's going to play who. So I ended up being the Tin Man.
I thought you were going to say Cowardly Lion.
Would make sense. But Tin Man, I think they told me because I was like the tall one.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
But yeah, I ended up being the Tin Man, another coworker being the Lion. We had the Scarecrow, we had Dorothy and a little plush Toto. Our boss, our manager was the witch.
Oh, shit.
She was a witch, and then the assistant manager was Oz, and he actually went out and drew on a big poster board Oz, like the whole like
Oz. Nice.
I'll put a picture here, which I thought was incredible. Like, I didn't realize he was actually an artist. So we submitted, and we won as a group.
That's awesome.
So we all got 3 days off. It wasn't like
one
person. We like oh, like they, and every fucking branch was pissed because everyone got a day off when they said it was only going to be one person.
Oh, okay. That's pretty funny, dude.
But that was cool. I had 3 days off. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that year we went Little Mermaid. The year we went, and I wore the Johnny Lawrence costume 1 year when we went to the Disney Halloween party. And it's always funny when people go, "Oh, can I take a picture with you?" I'm like, yeah. And then getting told by employees, "Hey, you guys aren't camera supposed to be." Like, what the fuck you mean we're not supposed to be taking pictures like that? What are you talking? Everybody's dressed up. Like, of course that's what's gonna be happening, you know?
Yeah, I saw that at Star Wars night when I went this past. Star Wars night.
Yeah.
Michael had tickets and they asked me if I wanted to go. So I'm like, yeah, okay. And you see all the cosplayers cosplaying, and then people taking pictures with, you know, like what you said.
Yeah.
You know, and then them saying that, nah, I can't do it. And I was like,
yeah.
Like, we understand.
What are you supposed to do, though?
We understand. You're letting us come in dressed up.
Yeah.
It's like,
And again, as long as you're like, hey, can I? Cool.
Permission.
And I understand. Yeah. So like people, Alex was telling me this, consent. Like when people are filming at Disney, like with their phone or anything like that, people who work there aren't allowed to be on any of that stuff. So they have to either turn away or tell them you can't be filming in here and stuff like that. So I understand. I get that.
I get the rules. Yeah.
But. Come on, man. We ain't hurt nobody. We're standing against a wall. There's nobody. There's no way an employee is going to be in this picture. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw like one or two people like getting turned down. Like, no, you can't do that. But for the most part, like most people were pretty cool about it. God, Star Wars night was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not stupid, but it's true. Once like you think, oh, kids, whatever, you get there and you it does make you feel like a fucking kid, being able to meet Goofy and shit. Like it's stupid. It's stupid, yeah. But it's fun. It's not hurting anybody. It's fun.
I don't know if you have it. I'll have to send you the picture of us when we did Power Rangers at Jay's, because Alexis was Rita.
That's
right.
I was
the Green Ranger, and you didn't. Like, you weren't, like, I don't know.
I really
like,
had anything.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, just wear gray pants and a gray sweater. I'm going to make you a putty. I'm going to paint a mask and make it look like a putty patroller. And
do we have a picture of all three of us?
Yeah, we do.
Because, like, I want to see it. I don't think I have one of
them. Yeah, I have one. But, yeah, and then that same year was, Alexis was Rita. I was the Green Ranger. It was store-bought costume, but whatever, right? Alexis made her own shit. Like,
yeah, Alexis made her. Like, always makes her stuff.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like, she found a dress at Goodwill and then got fabric and sewed on all of the fucking, the line work and everything she put on it and made the wig and the fucking staff. And it was insane to watch her do that stuff. But yeah, that year we were walking around trick-or-treating with my cousin and her kids. And, we were walking by and somebody who was obviously our age, a dude who was about our age was like, "Oh my God, those are the coolest. Can we have a picture?" And I'm like, yeah. So we take a picture with him and he's like, and he looks at Alexis. He goes, "That's the best costume. Can I give you a hug?" And like, it was just like this genuine, like almost like kid adult moment. Kid, yeah. And it was just like, it was insane. Like, that stuff is always the best part, when you get reactions from people with your costume. Like, that's always the most fun for me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Memories, dude.
Yeah. Memories. Halloween memories.
It was a lot of fun. That was good fun going down memory lane there.
Yeah.
But if you want to find us, feel free to find us. All the links will be down in the description below, as always. And again, let us know what your memories are. We definitely want to hear that.
Yeah.
And
make sure you check out the music, which is provided by No Taxes Nigel Bravo. He goes by Stoat Crow Comedy. It's Crow with a K, Comedy with a K. He's Twitch streams.
Royalty free.
He created a royalty free music album for people to use. And you can get that on Bandcamp. The link's in the description. Make sure you show that dude some love because he did some awesome work.
Yeah, that's what our theme is. And yeah. So that's going to be it. And we'll see you all next time for the next episode.